Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to fling your favorite fishing rod around. And here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance covers your boat and your belongings. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to high-five someone. But not while you're holding your fishing rod. That's a prized possession. So hold on tight with both hands and keep it covered through boat insurance. Get more with GEICO.
Have you ever killed a houseplant before? Don't worry, you are not alone. But what if I told you you're not destined to be a plant killer? What if I told you you could not only fill your home with gorgeous, luscious, happy, thriving plants, but live a happier life through caring for them? Hey, new plant friend, my name is Maria. I am a former plant killer turned happy plant lady and host of the Growing Joy with Plants podcast, where it is my life's mission to help you grow happy plants and thrive alongside them. Because when you learn to care for plants, you really learn to slow down, connect with nature, and nurture yourself too. Each week, I share expert tips, inspiring conversations, and soulful planty wisdom to help you grow a greener, happier life. So if you're ready to turn your plant struggles into plant joy and get the green thumb you've always dreamed of, search Growing Joy with Plants wherever you listen to podcasts and hit subscribe. That's Growing Joy with Plants podcast. Let's grow some joy together.
Welcome back to Infertility and Me podcast. It's been a while, y'all. It's been a while, much too long since we've been on the line together. Life is really great for me right now. I'm in a good place, head space, heart space, all the things. The energy feels really peaceful at the moment. I know that that may not be the case for you guys who are still on the path to parenthood. And if you're not and you're listening and you just need comfort, I am here to give you that on today. So it's been about a year and a half since the last time I've recorded an episode on the podcast and have been active on socials, and life got really busy. Omar Jr. is in second grade now. He just turned 8 in January. And prospecting for guests and such just became a real, real struggle. And so that is partially the reason why I haven't recorded new episodes with guests or by myself solo. And I just had this inclination this week to get on the mic, dust it off a little bit, and come to give you an encouraging word today. And I wanted to talk about feeling safe in your body while in the midst of IVF, egg donation, IUI, all the things, adoption, and or if you are childless after infertility. And as you guys already know, infertility is a motherfucker, right? We begin to have resentment towards our bodies. We feel unsafe in our bodies because of our diagnoses, whatever they are, the more complicated especially, and of course, the lesser complicated cases. You just feel unsafe in your body. And then from there, there's always this feeling of betrayal that you feel in your body because of your diagnosis and because of what you're going to have to go through to build a family potentially. And or maybe it's not in the cards for you because it's simply not financially wise or smart for you to move through with IVF treatments, to collect eggs, etc. And I totally get that. And I'm sending you huge, huge hugs and energy of love and healing to you from your head down to your toes. And I brought up the feeling of safety today because ultimately that is the root to the despair, the sadness, the anger, the frustration that you feel when you're in the midst of building a family and having to do so through assisted reproductive care. Now, if you're a spiritual girl, he, she, they, them, like myself, then you may have spiritual practices and or you may be religious. And so you have things that you can rely on, divinatory tools and such that you can rely on when you're feeling unsafe and unregulated emotionally and in your body. And that's the other root cause of much of the negative emotions that we feel, is that we are so focused on building the family that we forget to, or we don't really know how to self-regulate our emotions, which affects our bodies, which can then affect how we feel moving through with whatever path we choose to build our families, right? And so if you are spiritual, you may have heard of the chakra systems, right? There's 7 main, and then there's many more apart from that, that spread throughout our entire energetic body field. And I bring this up because the negative emotions we feel sit right at our root chakra, which is right above, right above our like anal area, not that far down, but very close in the middle between there and the lower region of our spine, right? And so with the chakra systems, we know that the negative emotions we feel and the dysregulation of our emotions sits there. It is the energy center that we focus on when we have unhealed traumas, pain, emotions, etc. And going through infertility, it is a trauma. It's a trauma to our bodies when we have varying diagnoses, and it's a trauma to our energy and our emotions. And when you're going through the process of building a family, it's going to stir some things up down there, and it's not going to always be beautiful, and it's not going to be love and light, right? And so getting to the root of the dysregulation that you feel will help you as you move through whatever path you've chosen and or not moving through the path to parenthood because of financial reasons and or you've just tapped out financially and other reasons, or you're taking a break, right? And so when we are feeling dysregulated, we know that it's coming from the root. The root chakra is the energy center that is triggered when things don't go our way. And then you have your sacral energy, which sits between the navel and the root chakra right beneath the belly button. And that is where our wounds sit for those of us who are naturally born women. And that is the energy center where sexual energy and fertility sits. And so if we're going through these processes and we're not getting the outcomes that we want, and or it's taking longer than we prefer, you need to be able to regulate yourself and to catch the triggers when they happen, and focus your attention and intentions to those energy centers in order to help you regulate what you're feeling. And you can do that again with your spiritual and or religious practices, right? And I also find very helpful energy work. Energy work is very much like Reiki, but I have found it to be more deeply integrative and more deeply felt than Reiki alone. And one of the ways to tap into your energy and to help you regulate yourself and feel safe in your body and knowing that you have control over these energy centers and focusing your attention there will help you get back your power while you're going through this process. And even if you believe in none of this, simply just sitting with yourself in quick visualized meditations in your mind's eye to help you regulate your emotions and taking the deep breaths to calm down your nervous system can truly do wonders for you. And I am saying this because I have lived it and I have done it. And it has been completely life-changing and transformational when going through hard times, and it makes the good times really fucking good, let me tell you. And so the root of this dysregulation that we go through in these cycles and these roller coasters that we go through while on the path to parenthood, the root is not just infertility. The root becomes feeling safe in your body and not feeling like your body has betrayed you. And feeling those things are completely normal, valid, and you have every right to move through those emotions and energies in the way that you deem best for you. And with energy work, it will allow you to sit long enough, and it doesn't have to be hours, 30 minutes on end doing energy work. The purpose of it is to see fully what the root cause to the dysregulation is. Now, you may have a unsuccessful cycle and or egg collection and or sperm collection and or not finding a good fit for sperm donorship and such, etc. But we can move through these paths and these steps more empowered and more energetically aligned with our highest and best fucking good. Because we want the best outcome, or at least be able to center ourselves enough to move through it without fucking crashing out. And that is the ultimate goal, I feel like, for a lot of us, is just moving through the steps and processes and not crashing the fuck out on our spouses, if we have one, and our family members who also support us and friends, etc., at work, at your business, etc. Okay. When I was getting pregnant with Omar Sr., I had been working 7 days a week, and I took myself out of the business and day-to-day operations so that I could have the time to regulate myself without any distractions. Now, we can sit here and we could talk about the despair, the anger, and the frustration of it all. But this episode, I want to encourage you to start doing visualized meditations to help you regulate your nervous system, your emotions, which then moves up to the crown energy, into your ego, into your logical mind, and your mindset. Because believe it or not, all of it matters and they work together. Having support in yourself, knowing that regardless of what happens to the outcome, I can feel safe in my body and I can love myself and my body despite my circumstances, to me, is one of the main goals when going through treatment and processes. Because if you are the woman in the situation and you are going to be carrying a soul, a life, wouldn't you want to give that new life the best possible environment to flourish and grow in? Energy is in everything and it is everywhere. And it begins and ends with self. So you can cry and you can shout and you can do all of those things. But at the end, when the crying stops and you have no more fucking tears to cry, you still need to feel safe in your body and aligned with your highest and best good. Because regardless of your diagnosis, you get to decide how you want to move through this process and through those steps. You have power over that. You have power over your energy. You have power over your emotional stability and alignment with your energy centers. You have control over that. So why would we not want to take advantage of being able to provide such a gift to ourselves and to love on ourselves wholly, integratively, and in unconditional love? Loving on self should be the main focus as we move through these steps and processes to parenthood or not, and healing afterwards. Because you still have to live with yourself. You still have to be able to get up in the morning and look at yourself deeply in the mirror through mirror work and say, I love you. And regardless of what happens, I will continue to love you and care for you and provide nourishment and healing to this vessel that I have been given so freely by the divine and or God, whoever you believe in, right? And so I want to encourage you this week or this weekend as you move through your day-to-day processes and your steps to family building to focus on how can I love my body and self more without hyperfixating on hypothetical outcomes. And so I want to end this episode with a visual meditation exercise. And if you're in the car, just take the deep breaths and visualize it as you're driving, okay? And or you can come back to the end of this episode when you are in a safe environment to do so. Okay. So we're going to clear our energy first. And so close your eyes, get into a comfortable position. And I want you to start by rotating your shoulders and just relaxing that energy, moving that energy through. Maybe do some neck twirls to get yourself loosened up, okay? Twinkle those toes too, and sit in a very comfortable position, relaxed, head back, dropping the jaw, and close your eyes. We're going to take three deep breaths in before we move into the actual meditation, okay? So we're going to take a deep breath in and hold it. We're going to take another deep breath in. Hold it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and release. And as you're releasing, I hope that you are visualizing, letting go, and releasing the negative thoughts, the negative energies that do not serve your highest and best good. That's what I want you to visualize yourself with all your energy around you. Visualize yourself with a field of energy around you coming through the crown of your head, the soles of your feet, and the palms of your hand. Okay, we're going to take two more deep breaths, pulling it in from the womb abdomen energy. Okay, and it's going to go through the top, through the bottom, through the palms, all together at once simultaneously. Okay. Another deep breath in. Hold it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and relax. One more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and relax. And you're going to see yourself with your eyes closed in a dark place. There is nothing above you. There is nothing below you. There is nothing in front of you. And there is nothing behind you. Be there and continue to take deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth, just releasing, letting whatever thoughts come to mind, imagery come to mind, and then just releasing it. Now there's going to be a large door in front of you. And that door is wooden. It looks antique. And when you walk through that door, don't open it yet. But once you open that door, we are going to find ourselves in a jungle-like environment with a large waterfall that streams down to a body of water. It is plush, it is thick, it is calming, and you can smell the trees, the animals, okay? Now walk through that door and be there in that jungle. This is a safe space. You are protected, you are loved, and you are in control of this environment. So take in a few deep breaths in this moment and just allow yourself to feel the energy of this safe space that is a jungle. See how nice that feels. The sound of the waterfall crashing into the body of water. Remember, you are safe here, and you and your body are one. Now see yourself in a bathing suit, or you can be naked if you would like. And we're going to walk right into the body of water as we allow the sun to beam down right onto us at the top of our head. You may feel tingling sensations as we move through this exercise, and that's okay. It just means that your energy is activated. And just swim in that water, allowing it to cover your entire body. Maybe even dip your head down, feel the refreshing and cool sensation of that water on a hot day, on a hot jungle day in this safe space. And just allow the water to hug you. And now we are going to come out of the water with the bathing suit still on and or not. And you're going to see a large tree to your left. This tree is thousands of years old. And this tree will act as a place of grounding and centering our energy. This tree is full of love. It has large roots that can be seen outside of the ground. And this tree is alive. And I want you to stand before that tree. And then I want you to kneel before the tree. And any tears that you feel rising, let them flow. Any emotions that arise, let them flow. And while you visualize this, the tree becomes activated, and the roots of said tree are going to wrap themselves around you, almost like a hug, making you feel grounded and safe. And just allow the roots of the tree to hug you. Take in deep breaths as you need to help center and align your energy with your highest and best good. That feels nice. That helped me too. And I hope that has helped you, friend, to feel more centered and aligned as you move through the weekend and next week. You guys know where to find me at on socials, Infertility and Me Podcast on Instagram. Okay. And I hope that this episode was helpful for you to understand how you can take back power through the process to family building. Been your girl Monique. Until next time, y'all, be safe and be well.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.